I know you can't read all the books I tell you about, but here are four that you should know about, even if you don't read them. All of them will be featured this month on UNCTV's North Carolina Book Watches, new season that begins this weekend. First, there's one of the most important books about the connection between our musical heritage and the music of the British Isles. It's called Wayfaring Strangers, The Musical Voyage from Scotland and Ulster to Appalachia by Fiona Ritchie, who's host of NPR's popular The Thistle and Shamrock, and Doug Orr, President Emeritus of Warren Wilson College. Ritchie and Orr follow the migration of people and their music from Scotland to Northern Ireland through the long voyage to Philadelphia, down the wagon road, and into the mountain coves of Appalachia. Their music survived these travels, but it was transformed at each stage by interaction with the music of other cultures. The program, Book Watch program, airs at noon this Sunday with a repeat at 5 p.m. on Thursday. The following week, a popular mystery by our popular mystery writer, Margaret Mirren, will, as she tells viewers, how she takes her readers into Eastern North Carolina in her new book, Designated Daughters, which is the latest episode in the life of Judge Deborah Knott, who helps solve a murder in every book. By the time Mirren finally lets her readers know who the killer is each time, she's given them a long, satisfying look at the way of life in a North Carolina rural community. Third book is about Howard Fuller, who's came back to North Carolina to talk about his new book, No Struggle, No Progress, A Warrior's Life from Black Power to Education Reform. And as a community organizer in the 60s, Fuller led poor people over in Durham and all across the state to work together to improve their lives. But today, he's a professor of education and director of the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University, and he advocates for state-funded vouchers for poor parents to pay for their children to attend private or parochial schools. An interesting mix. Fourth book. In Chapel Hill, we remember Governor Carr Scott mainly as the governor who appointed UNC President Frank Porter Graham to the U.S. Senate in 1949. But as Julian Pleasance explained in his new book, The Political Career of W. Carr Scott, the Squire from Haw River, Scott's victory in the Democratic primary for governor in 1948 and his term as governor from 49 to 53, they were transformational in North Carolina politics. And the stories Pleasance tells about how the mercurial Scott, a dairy farmer from Alamance County, shook up the traditional conservative power structure, these stories are entertaining and enlightening. So, even if you can't read a single one of these important books, let Book Watch introduce you to the authors and give you the opportunity to learn more about the rich history and culture of our state. This is D.G. Martin.